That was the Eagles and Lying Eyes, one of a plethora of songs written over the years about lies, cheating and deception. Well, it seems that lying and deception are skills that humankind has well and truly mastered over our 100,000 years or so on planet Earth. However, it's not true to say that we are the only species who've become adept at lying. Only recently on this programme, we talked about how certain species of birds can deceive each other, sometimes issuing false warning calls to scare away other birds and then flying down and stealing the food that they went to the trouble of catching. What's more of a mystery is the origin of lying, and in particular the origin of lying in humans. My next guest, Dr. Luke McNally, formerly of Trinity College but now a research fellow at the University of Edinburgh, has done some work into this, and his studies have been published in the Royal Society journals. Luke, thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Luke, your studies focused on primates, and many would argue that human beings are still essentially primates. In primate groups, and even in human groups, cooperation is really the basis of a functioning society. So I suppose my key question to you is, given that societies that cooperate best tend to be the societies that enjoy the most success, there's a clear evolutionary benefit to cooperation. So what exactly is the evolutionary benefit to lying and cheating in those same societies?
Good question. So that's what my study was focusing on. So in order for cooperation to evolve, there's a requirement that individuals that give help only give help to other individuals that give help as well. So if individuals that don't help still get helped, then cooperation collapses. But deception offers a possible way to get help without having to give it yourself. So if individuals evolve to help others that help them, if I learn to deceive others and manipulate my reputation so everyone thinks I'm nice and helpful, that gives me an advantage, and I get cooperation from others without having to give myself. So that's how cooperation creates this new opportunities for deception.
And this has been observed then in the primate world. Your work has shown that they are pretending to be helpful when they're not. So what kind of a way would they be pretending to be helpful when they're not?
There's a wide variety of forms of deception in primates. A lot of it centres around food. So a lot of primate species will normally share food. So if an individual finds a piece of fruit or something, they'll typically share it with other individuals in the group a lot of the time. But individuals will use deception to stop others knowing that they've found food. So a simple example of it is they find a food item and they just avert their gaze. They don't look at it if there's other individuals around, and wait for those other individuals to leave, and then they can eat the food item. So the others don't know that they haven't shared because they never knew that they had they found a food item in the first place.
So that relies then on the other ones not being so smart or copping on. I mean, if one fella can see a piece of fruit, why can't all the rest of them see it as well?
Yeah, well, that is a problem. I suppose a lot of the time the food items are well hidden in trees. These primates could spend a lot of time trying to find fruit. Valuable fruit items can be really rare. So they can be very hard to find.
Would you accept the thesis that most of what animals do socially is actually lying to start with? You think things like camouflage is a form of lying? Things like displaying how wonderful you are, beautiful plumage and all that strutting and all the rest of it, that is giving the impression you are much more capable than you actually are. You know, makeup, dressing up in our case, big cars, all this kind of thing is a way of lying to the public that we're much more desirable in all kinds of ways than we would otherwise be. Now, given that history of lying and deep-seated into all creatures, it isn't surprising, therefore, that it should extend into the contractual sphere once social contracts arise.
Definitely. I don't think our result was necessarily that surprising when you think about it like that. Deception and lying is everywhere in nature, but it requires honesty as well for it to be maintained. There's no point in showing off with a big car unless a lot of the people that have big cars are wealthy, for example. There has to be some level of honesty, and I suppose honesty can be considered a form of cooperation in a way as well. So again, cooperation and deception kind of go hand in hand. They're not so much opposites. They kind of evolve together. It's the kind of complexity of the social interactions that increases.
Is there evidence of self-deception, Luke? After all, we need a degree of self-deception in order to carry on. We have to deceive ourselves. We have to... denial is the word they use now. There are things I don't like to think about myself, so I just don't. I banish them from my... I repress them, as Freud would have said. So there is a certain kind of optimistic bias, for instance. We push out of our minds the reality that nature is dangerous and threatening and so on and so forth. We have a degree of self-deception built in as a mechanism of survival. Now, is this true also of the great apes and the monkeys?
So it's really unclear whether self-deception occurs in apes and monkeys. It's really hard to even detect deception in primates, because sometimes they can be so good at it that they trick researchers as well. Discovering self-deception has been a real difficulty in non-human primates. There's definitely strong evolutionary advantages to self-deception. Apart from anything else, if you can trick yourself, you mightn't give away the fact that you're deceiving others. So if you really believe that, you know, you're great, when you're communicating that to others, they'd be less likely to pick up that it's deception if you believe it yourself.
But I wanted to ask, you were saying that these groups of primates need to cooperate in order to get on. So therefore, if deceiving them is done by a certain amount of them, if they all start doing this, then the whole thing will fall apart. So how can it be something that's going to serve evolution? Because if everyone does it, then they're not cooperating with each other. It's every man for himself.
Yeah, deception has to be finite, Luke.
Yeah, exactly, it is. So there's a fine balance that happens. So we built models to study this, and you get a mixture of deception and cooperation. If deception grows too high in frequency, cooperation totally collapses, and then there's no benefit to deception anymore. But then cooperation can rise again. So you end up with this kind of fluctuating balance of deception and cooperation.
Is there an inherent bias towards optimism or towards decency and moral norms as opposed to Machiavellian approaches to life? Is there a bias in one way or the other? There has to be, it seems to me, a moral bias.
In humans, most people would say there's a bias towards the good, I suppose, towards cooperating. For sure. I mean, it's not, I don't think it's universal in nature. There's lots of things that make cooperation evolve. But it isn't universal. Competition and deception are always there as an element as well.
Looking for food or hiding food is an example of deception. What other ways do animals deceive each other? I mean, we've just talked about food.
Yeah. So a lot of the time, one really common form of deception in gorillas is to conceal matings. So if a non-silverback male is mating, he'll often hide behind a rock and suppress mating grunts so that the silverback won't know that that he's sneakily mating. So this is really common. There's a brilliant example in a really famous bonobo called Kanzi, where he deceived researchers. So he loved eating wild mushrooms, which of course were dangerous because they can be poisonous. And the researchers would always stop him doing this. But what he learned to do was grab them between his toes and hide them and wait until there was a tree between him and the researchers, and then he'd eat the mushrooms. And he became so good at deceiving them that eventually what he would do is he would find these mushrooms, wait a while somewhere, and then wait until the researchers came up to him just so far that they couldn't get to him, and then eat the mushrooms in front of them, as if taunting them.
It's nice to know, between white lies and black lies and dark lies, that we're not alone. We're not alone as a species that have mastered deception. Luke, I read through your vast PDF document, but I'll get on to you again maybe to write an article for us for our app and write this up as an article, because it really is interesting. I wish I could give it more time, but in the meantime, Luke McNally, from Research Fellow at the University of Edinburgh. Thanks a million for joining us.